number of years ago, my brother and I were coming home from Columbia, Missouri. We were talking about God's Word. My brother and I were discussing the book of Revelation. In chapter 3, verses 14 through 22, John is writing to the church at Laodicea with the words given to him by Jesus Christ. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. My brother, who is pretty witty at times, said, I don't want to be a puke. That has stuck with me from that time forward. Because of it, I am constantly evaluating my soul for areas that need improving and then purposing myself to line those areas up in accordance with the Word of God. A constant hunger for the Scripture burns within my bones. There is nothing more satisfying than time in the presence of Yahweh, worshiping Him, honoring His holiness and righteousness unto understanding, and experiencing a love that surpasses what I try to rationalize in my finite mind. What if I told you I fall short of the mark at times? Would you believe me? There have been times when I was cold, and other times when I was just straight up playing games with God, giving Him lip service. Then, even after I truly believed on Jesus and followed after Him, I've experienced times when it seems the closer I get to the Lord, that the times I do not press in make me feel guilty. Hold on, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not defeated. I hold firmly to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Nonetheless, those moments when I realize I have been cold and indifferent toward my Savior makes me feel as if I have lost traction in my pursuit of Him. Does this make me lukewarm? Do you ever feel this way? Jesus, speaking to the church at Laodicea, told them He would rather they be hot or cold in their relationship to Him. Instead, they became content in their riches and their blessings and became lukewarm. It is quite clear the potential rebuke in this passage is intended for discipline, not punishment. This is made clear. Christ states, those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Being cold does not harm anyone. Hot is at the level in which one walks in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Lukewarm means I have the potential to not only be in deep trouble from God, but have the potential to hinder the ministry of the Lord, working in others' lives, and possibly become poisonous within the body of Christ. We read in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof are all partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but He for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So the question is, if God thinks I am lukewarm and would need to violently puke me out of his mouth, does that make me a puke? I am aware there are seasons in my life when I do fall short. All Christians do. But thank God for his grace. The growth and maturity I am blessed with outweighs those times of apathy. I've made great strides in understanding that sometimes the fire does not always burn hot in me, but a little stirring in the coals can still catch my spirit man ablaze. But if we muddle in apathy and lukewarmness for too long, we risk being backslid and far from God's presence. The best thing we can do, once we recognize we've been teetering the tightrope of complacency, is to press deep into his presence and study his word. That is what God wants us to do. Do not browbeat yourself for your failure, and definitely do not fall prey when the enemy presses in and tells you you're not worthy. We have an advocate with the Father in Jesus Christ, and he is our righteousness. Let us not come to a place where God would see fit to puke us out of his mouth to get our attention. Could you imagine sitting around bathed in a spiritual stench from being vomited? Yuck. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast here on Piercing the Darkness. If you know someone you feel would be blessed by these episodes, please share with your family and friends on social media. Also, please consider a small monthly donation on our Anchor page to sustain future episodes. I'm Dan Newcomb, and have a blessed day.